Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having an absolute wonderful day today. Again, we need to be praying for everybody in the Bahamas and helping those guys out the best we can down there, as we've seen a lot of the destruction now that they've gotten the National Guard in there and some other emergency agencies. The Bahamas, a large portion of it is just gone. I mean, it's just flat. I mean, there's just piles of boats and cars upside down as far as you can see. And unbelievably devastating to them. Very, very, very strange hurricane for us down here in Florida. It's pretty much gone now. I mean, it's been raining nonstop for the last, you know, 4 days. It's going to rain probably again through tomorrow. By this weekend, it should be going up north, northeast, and just kind of dissipating. Strange thing about it, though, one thing this hurricane did that was very odd to me was it put a massive amount of long-term fear, panic, and uncertainty into a lot of the general population. Most of us down here were already well prepared, but early last week, before this thing even came close, a lot of the fuel stations were already sold out of fuel. A lot of the restaurant stores were already sold out of bread, food, everything. Sold out really, really fast. And then it did absolutely nothing. And a large percentage of businesses have been shut down pretty much since Friday, all the way through Monday with Labor Day. A lot of businesses still aren't even open today. Most of them are already closed through Wednesday. School doesn't even go back till tomorrow or Friday in most of Florida. So we've pretty much had almost 2 weeks of absolutely nothing productive going on down here in Florida, except everybody waiting for a hurricane that didn't hit. So the question that you have to ask yourself is this: what was going on the last week and a half that they did not want anybody to see, that they allowed a hurricane to park literally stationary on a very profitable island for a lot of companies and decimate it, all for the aspect of obfuscation? Because nobody's been talking about anything that's been going on, so to speak. And now we see a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that's been happening. And again, so I just want to ask you that. What do you think has been going on for the last week and a half that they have done such a good job at trying to obfuscate with this hurricane? And of course, with this unbelievably random, weird, unanswered shooting out in Texas with multiple vehicles and multiple shooters, or is it one vehicle and one mail truck and one shooter? Nobody knows. Nobody's got answers on it. But of course, now we have the NRA being demonized. We have gun owners being demonized. We have all this stuff going on. So I just want to kind of start off with that, Deb.
You know, Austin, I'd like to start off with praying for the folks down there in the Bahamas. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you direct these folks. I mean, these are pawns in the game. What's been done to them is what was done to Puerto Rico a few years ago, Lord. And Lord, I ask that you just direct these guys, that you help them, that you get them food, shelter, and water. You let them rebuild their lives, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Want to amen. Now, guys, listen to me for a second. Austin's right. You know, what's going on is because the tech giants, Google, they're finally being pulled out and being shown what they are. Remember this. Is it because of the Jeffrey Epstein case? It's because one of his top recruiters for young girls has gone missing over there in Europe now. I mean, what in the world is going on that's so big and so damaging to the deep state that they're willing to take a hurricane and park it over the Bahamas and let it sit and churn for days, causing untold billions and billions of dollars in damages? I mean, what in the world are they trying to hide now? You got to ask yourself these questions. Because something else is going on, because they have the ability to control these storms. Dane Whittington got on with Greg Hunter this yesterday and said basically this was a geoengine in their store that was controlled by microwave towers, you know, on the edges of Florida. And guys, I believe he's right. I mean, I really do. I believe this is exactly what's going on, and that we've got this major issue happening now with this global elite, if you want to call them that. I'd like to call them the global scum that are causing all of these problems. Now, let me give you a couple of things to do real quick with hurricanes. And this is something that these are survival tips from me and Austin and a few other people. If you get involved in any of this, number one, if you live in a coastal area and you're subject to storm surges, evacuate. There's no reason for these people to have stayed in the Bahamas at all. They should have left. that there shouldn't have been anybody there. The place should have been deserted. You know, when you have a monster storm like that coming towards you and you have the ability to leave the island and you know that you're 3 feet above sea level, there's a high probability your island's going to get swept away or horrible things are going to happen to you. Just leave. Don't stay if you're going to be in a storm surge. Now, there are other things that you can do. You need to keep your important documents, like on a flash drive. Basically, you can keep things in bins. You can load them very quickly if you need to. You need to keep enough cash in your bug-out bag to be in a hotel for two or three nights. You need to keep water on standby. You need to fill your bathtubs up with water. You need to do whatever you need to do in an area that may not have water. If you have a swimming pool, you need to have some type of filtration system that you can drink the water out of the pool that'll get the chlorine out. You need to realize that when you don't have enough water, you're going to be in trouble very, very quickly. If you don't have a generator, you need to get one. If you have a generator, you need to get a backup generator. If you have a solar system that ties into batteries, you need to make sure you don't overload that system and have a shutdown. That happened to me one time. Okay, a few years ago, I had a doggone generator fail. Solar system failed. Everything failed. All the backups failed. And I had one other generator left that worked that kept the refrigerators and freezers going so we didn't lose a bunch of food. So important to have that. You need to have a good supply of solar lights, batteries, those types of things. You need to realize that you need to understand that you need to have a chainsaw because if these trees start coming down across driveways, you can't get out. It's so important you have that. Last in 2004, we had trees fall across our front driveway, our back driveway, block everything. But because I had a chainsaw, I was able to go out, cut the trees off, and still have access to the vehicles to go in and out to basically avoid being trapped at the house. You know, you've got to understand that all of these things need to be done in advance. And you think, well, these guys should know. Well, you know, these guys in the Bahamas should have evacuated the islands, period. You know, you've got to have a way to cook and ways, you know, basic cook way to cook your food. You got to have some propane. You have to have something that you can cook on. And again, guys, it's so important that you have all of this stuff in advance of a storm like this. Because if you don't, what ends up happening, you get caught like that. And we have people now, we have these videos and pictures of these people down in Grand Bahama that are walking through roads, you know, the hip deep in water and the island's gone. Big chunks of it are just gone. And, you know, so you're saying, what the heck? They shouldn't have been there. They shouldn't have been there. They should have been able to get up and get out and leave. And now they're going to have to get out. They're going to have to leave anyhow. And, you know, guys, think about it for a second. You say, well, I'm there to protect my stuff. All right. You know, you should have insurance if you live down there on your stuff. And quite frankly, stuff can be replaced. Your life can't. But we have to ask ourselves another question that Austin asked earlier. What's going on? You know, big tech is being exposed now like never before. Vaccinations are being exposed now like never before. The false flag gun narrative against the Second Amendment are being exposed like never before. Look at this latest video that just came out with Zach Voorhees and Greg Coppola. They've recently come out and they've confirmed what most online publishers have known for years, including us, that there's politically driven censorship, blacklist, shadow banning, etc. going on right now. And it's widespread among the tech giants, contrary to the repeated denials in their CEOs' congressional testimonies, and despite the fact that the mainstream media has given zero coverage to this. I've been saying this for years, and it's obvious that Google, YouTube is not in the business of making money. Otherwise, they wouldn't throw away hundreds of millions of dollars by demonetizing and deplatforming tens of thousands of high-traffic partners who aren't engaged in anything criminal, violent, or violation of hate speech, but which are in violation of their fake reality. Big tech corporations are legally registered as communication companies. If they were cell phone carriers and thereby exempted by Article 230 of the Communications Decency Act from liability for their user-generated content. However, their obsessive content censorship has given them total violation of Article 230. Cable news broadcasters simply flout the law. You know, CNN and MSNBC and others daily violate the FCC policies on broadcasting just false information, putting out lies. They basically committed sedition when they violate the Smith Act, which is 18 U.S. Code 2385. All of the authoritative outlets, save for a few on alternative news, are basically doing everything they can to stop the Great Awakening. Google engineer Zach Voorhees says that what Google and YouTube are doing is they are deliberately destroying their platforms in order to achieve their political agenda. Do you guys hear that? Destroying their own platforms to achieve their agenda. He details a 10-to-1 voting power of Google insiders over the regular shareholders and how the insiders are committing stock fraud with their practices and their lies about these before Congress. He feels that Google should be sued for destroying stockholder value. Voorhees gives that excellent interview in this article here, and I'm posting it to the website, discussing the topics raised in the documents that he released like a psychological study of algorithmic discrimination. which has been the story of all of us alternative broadcasters for the last 5 years, and how unbelievable demoralizing this is, and how delusional the propaganda is from the fake news. So, guys, look for my – I've got this posted on the website. You guys can see it. It's called Google Exposed American Patriot. And, guys, it's Zach Voorhees. And what we have to understand is this. A year and a half ago, they pulled me off of YouTube. We were one of the first shows that got snatched and pulled down. And, you know, and there was silence. Nobody came to our defense. Nobody said, oh, my gosh, you're off YouTube. Well, we have a few of you guys. A few of you guys emailed me and contacted me. But there was nothing we could do. They snatched like 99% of my shows, just pulled them all down for no reason. It's a, you know, copyright violation. What the heck does that mean? And so, you know, what we did is we basically just pulled the whole channel. I said, you know what? If they're going to play that game with me, I'm not going to play that channel because it's going to be censorship. In other words, the only way I'm going to stay on is I've got to comply with their draconian rules and regulations, and I'm not going to be allowed to speak the truth on YouTube, or they're going to just pull me down, pull me down, pull me down, pull me down, pull me down. So I was completely demonetized on YouTube. See, and this is what they're going to do to everybody who has a voice right now. They're pulling out, they pulled another 17,000 people down just this past week. 17,000 people got pulled down, and you're thinking, what the heck, man? Why are they taking all these people down? Well, because these people, these folks that are out there telling you guys the truth, are going against the narrative of these guys. And you think, well, this is crazy. They shouldn't be doing this. They shouldn't be going out and doing all of this stuff. And my response is, you're right. You're right. They shouldn't be doing it. But the reality is they're going to do it, and they're going to continue to do it because this is what they want to do, because the narrative has to be maintained. They don't want you to realize that you're being dumbed down through vaccinations, that you're being dumbed down through fluoride, that you're being dumbed down through statin drugs, that you're being dumbed down through GMOs. They don't want you to understand that, you know, we are telling you the truth, because they don't want you to understand that they're the ones that are putting up invisible bars around you to enslave you even further. And this is the sad part about it, is when you have tens of thousands of people being snatched off of YouTube just because they're telling the truth. Wait a minute, guys. We're not talking about people that are putting out hardcore pornography and trying to put it on YouTube. We're talking to you about people who are telling you, maybe you need to ask, you know, what's in your vaccine. Maybe you need to know what they're injecting in you. I mean, let me ask you another question about this vaccine stuff. How do you know they're not putting nanobots in you with the vaccines? How do you know that? I don't know what they're putting in me. He said, well, you have to have some trust. Trust? You cannot trust these guys? I don't trust anything they do. How do you know what they're injecting? You know, we know that, you know, you've got all these problems, Nagalase, and all these things that are interfering with chemical messengers in the body. Where's all that coming from? You know, why are the macrophages not working properly? The white blood cells. How do we know this isn't being intentionally done to create open vessels for their AI? I mean, we don't know what they're doing. The only thing I know is this, is I don't trust these clowns. I've watched too many alternative practitioners in my lifetime become completely and totally frustrated with even being in practice because of the regulations that are put upon them and the charges that are brought against them, from quackery to basically fraud. And it's nuts to me to watch this and realize that this is the group of people that's in charge of the internet. Remember, the same group of people, it's like Bill Gates. He gave $10 billion to massively push the vaccine cause across the planet. Bill Gates is a cutout for the Rothschild banking cartel. The information he used for the microcircuits, it came from the crash sites at Roswell. Now, I'm being real direct right now. When in 47, when these fallen angel technology stuff came into our hands, and we retro-engineered it, went backwards on it. This is all from Colonel Corso from the book The Day After Roswell that everyone needs to read. And what happened is this information, this microchip, these circuitries, this is all being controlled by the international banking cartels and who gets it. And they gave it to certain corporations and funded these corporations to allow it to come into the public domain and the market. And that allowed them to make huge amounts of money and basically create giant markets and cultivate the market for this technology, leading us to this point now where everybody has become dependent on tech. Everybody's dependent upon YouTube, and everybody's dependent upon, you know, you're listening to podcasts. Everybody has basically gotten to a point now where they don't even want to look up now, as far as the general population, I'm not talking about, as far as what's going on in the real world, because they're being told by their smartphones and their iPads and their whatever what's going on. This was their goal. The goal was to basically bring an AI interface to this planet to allows us, to allow us to be interconnected through AI to allow them to control our thoughts. You think, well, this is nutty. I mean, why would they do that? Well, because these guys are sick. And this is what they do. And the truth on this whole thing is frustrating. The problem is whenever stuff like this starts to come out, or the Second Amendment stuff starts to come out, or the stuff with Google starts to come out, or Jeffrey Epstein starts to come out, they've got to change the news story. They've got to change the narrative. And this time, they did it by pretty much wiping out the Bahamas and doing all of this stuff to basically avoid people talking about what's going on. Because now, it's like Austin said, everybody's been sitting around just stressed out in fear, a lot of people, because they don't have this, they don't have the Holy Spirit in them, and they're stressed out. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And they're staying glued to the TV set for almost 2 weeks now down in Florida. Why? Because they want to change the narrative. They want us to stop talking about what we were talking about. See, the way they do this is through algorithms, or through basically these would be dots on a chart, the algorithms. And they monitor the algorithms. Everything is done by algorithm. It's like Donald Trump. He has a script he has to read. It's done by algorithms. And when he goes off the script, which he did many times in his first 2 years, 2.5 years in office, all of a sudden they've got to bring him back in line. They've got to drop more Russian stuff on him, more this on him, more that on him, to make sure that he goes back on script. I mean, they park a hurricane right outside of Mar-a-Lago. I mean, what were they telling Trump during this time? Did Trump sign an executive order that we don't know about to stop the hurricane, to use the microwave emitting towers on the East Coast to basically push the storm back out to the sea? Or was he basically being blackmailed again? Who knows? I'm speculating. I don't have any idea. I'm just saying, what's going on and what's the real narrative and why are they doing this and why are they continuing to do it? Do they don't want you to know about the killer robots that are soon going to be deployed in the battlefield? Is that what they don't want to know? I mean, you know, do they not want you to know about the brain reading technology and neurocapitalism that's coming back to you that Austin so covered so well yesterday, about how they can come in and read your thoughts now? It's all about the AI. I mean, remember, you've got a right to cognitive liberty. You have the right to freely decide on what you, if you want to use neurotechnology or refuse it. Or I should say, take the mark of the beast. I guess I could say that. You have the right to mental privacy. You should have the right to seclude your own brain data. You shouldn't have to publicly share it. You have the right to mental integrity. You have the right not to be farmed physically or psychologically by neurotechnology. You have the right to psychological continuity. You have the right to be protected from alterations of your sense of self that you did not authorize. I mean, what the heck? Do these guys really want to put these 5G towers up everywhere? Yeah, they do, actually. Do they really want to control every thought of every mind? Yeah, read Genesis chapter 6. Every thought of every person was evil all the time. This is the goal. So anytime we have things that are getting exposed on this great Gutenberg press that we have, this new Gutenberg press called the Internet, they've got to come in and censor it. This has been a double-edged sword for these folks. It has allowed us, we, the masses, have access to information we never had access to before without going through a Dewey Decimal System in a library and wondering if they had a library book on this topic. We finally have the ability to expose these clowns for who and what they are, for these invisible entities that they are, for these demon-possessed weirdos that they are, these soul-sacrificing, human-sacrificing, blood-drinking sickos that they are. The problem is, the blood-drinking sickos don't want you to know who they are, and we're doing too good of a job exposing them. Therefore, they got to clamp down. Austin, what do you think, my friend?
Well, well said. And one thing I wanted to add into, you were giving some advice earlier on hurricane prep and stuff like that. One thing that I wanted to add in and make sure everybody knows this, I've had numerous people that have been in environmental, been in EMT, been in sheriffs, have told me the exact same thing. If you're ever involved in a hurricane and you haven't evacuated and you're at your house still and you're having massive flooding, never under any circumstances go and try and hide in your attic. That's a very, very common misconception that a lot of people do, and I've had numerous EMTs tell me one of the most common places they find corpses after hurricanes is in the attic. When stuff floods and you start having higher water, you start running out of air, you start having insulation that you're choking on, and you become completely and totally cut off because you can't see anything. You got to think about it. The water that's coming in It's very brackish. It's very filthy. When it starts coming into the soffits, if the house starts flooding through into the roof and you start having massive amounts of insulation floating everywhere and you're trying to sift through that and your feet start coming off and you're trying to hold on to rafters, it's a very, very rough death. And it's best to either get out, get on a boat, get on top of your roof, do something else, but do not try to hide in your attic and wait it out. It is not the best option. Also, too, I found this very interesting. I talked to a very good share friend of mine yesterday, and I was asking him about some of the aspects of law during a state of emergency in the state of Florida. Now, this may vary between state to state. This is what happens when a governor issues a state of emergency in the state of Florida. And he was giving me 60 pages because they sent this to him last week, and he was going through a lot of it, brushing up on it. Now, what's interesting is about 6-7 years ago, they added in a revision that no stores are allowed to display or sell any firearms or ammunition during a state of emergency in Florida, which starts to make some sense because some of the firearms are supposed to be stored basically in a locked safe during a state of emergency. The reason being is if you start having a massive power outage or flooding, what you don't want is people busting into Rural King or Dick's Sporting. Well, Dick's Sporting doesn't even sell any really legit firearms anymore, so I'm going to use an example. Say Rural King. They're a pretty cool company. They sell lots of different stuff. And what you don't want is power going out, minor flooding, and people going in and looting and stealing, you know, dozens of AR-15s, 308s, stuff like that. So the firearms are supposed to be specified and locked in a safe. Ammunition is supposed to be stored as well in a safe area until the state of emergency is up. Now, what's interesting about this is he was going through yesterday and reading part of the statute that was involved in that. And it discusses the aspect of display and sale and whatnot. And then it also goes on to say that it is unlawful to sell or display any firearm for sale under any circumstances under a state of emergency, with no clause being a dealer, SFL license, or any store. Meaning that technically, if you are displaying or portraying that you have firearms for sale during a state of emergency in Florida, even if it's on Florida Gun Trader, if it's on Armlist, if it's on Craigslist, if it's on something like that, technically, it is illegal in the state of Florida to sell a firearm during a state of emergency now, and the new provision they added into that, which I found to be very, very interesting because the clause, it doesn't specify it. So it can be interpreted either way, but it clearly does not state that it has to be a business or an FFL license or anything, nor does it say that it's okay for private sale of guns. It lists blanket firearm sales as illegal in the state of Florida during a state of emergency. Now, it's also interesting this, too, as they have listed in there, that at any point in time, if a law enforcement officer tries to requisition you to help them with something, and say, for instance, they're in the middle of the street trying to cut down a tree, and they come up to you and they say, hey, we need to use your chainsaw, we need to get your truck, we need to get a chain, we need to get this thing out of here. If you do not do what they say and you refuse to help them out, they can arrest you and charge you with a misdemeanor charge on that. Now, majority of people, if in the communities around here, if some tree goes down, you see law enforcement, you're going to go out there and help them. Nobody's going to do that. The issue that it kind of opens up, though, is the Pandora's box, where if you have something happen and you're already dealing with something yourself and you get some really out of control irate law enforcement officer that wants to requisition you and your tools to come and help him instead of taking care of what you have going on, legally, technically, they can still arrest you if they really want to do so for not helping them. Thought that was interesting. Not that those are necessarily horrific aspects, but again, you kind of need to know what you're dealing with in these situations if there is a state of emergency, because if you had something significant going on, I could see how these could be used and kind of distorted in another aspect, because now we have, if you guys saw this yesterday, we have Walmart now coming out as of yesterday and stating they will no longer be selling any handgun ammunition or any short barrel rifle ammunition that can be used in military style weapons, which I found the wording of that to be very interesting. They also will no longer be even selling handguns in Alaska, making a complete exit from the handgun category. So all handgun cartridges now will no longer be sold at Walmart. 38 Special, 9mm, 45 ACP, any of those. They're all going to be gone. They're basically going to have hunting cartridges like 30-06, 22 long rifle, and so forth. And what I find interesting about this is there hasn't even been any significant mass shootings that the mainstream report has wanted to report on involving a handgun. Majority of defensive aspects as far as people preventing a shooting, preventing a robbery, preventing a rape, are done with handguns. So I find it very odd that the aspect of what we're dealing with here now with Walmart, they're going out of their way to make sure they do not support lawful self-defense in the United States now, and just goes to give you another example why I've told people for years now, do not support Walmart if you have the ability to do so. Amazon's off the list, Target's off the list, Walmart's off the list. Don't do business with them, guys. We saw what we did with Gillette when they came in and spit in the face of the United States male American with their super unbelievably disrespectful toxic masculinity ad they came out with months ago, and now they've lost, what, over $8 billion market share since they've released that ad. We have the ability to change how these businesses operate, but the problem is majority of Americans are too lazy and unwilling to change their style, change where they go, change what they buy, because they're too adapted and they're too complacent. Walmart is no longer selling handgun ammunition, not just 5.56 ammunition. That's going to be stopped sold too. But now they're blocking all handgun ammunition in the United States. That is a really big signal to anybody in this country that Walmart is not pro-Second Amendment, they are not pro-self-defense, and they are absolutely not pro-Constitution whatsoever. So I just want to kind of bring that up on the aspect of it as well, because this is something that really people need to understand, that when you give money to these companies that are anti-constitutional rights, you are supporting your own demise, in essence, when you're giving them money, Dad. People really need to understand that.
That's exactly right, Austin. Look at San Francisco now. The officials in San Francisco have designated the NRA as a domestic terrorist organization. I mean, what? The San Francisco Board of Supervisors unanimously passed a resolution Tuesday declaring the NRA a domestic terrorist organization, urging other municipalities to do the same. The resolution calls out the NRA for inciting acts of violence and spreading misinformation and propaganda, and encourages the city to access and limit contracts with vendors affiliated with the NRA, but does not put any place any official enforce mechanisms or new regulations. What the heck? It goes on with the quote. The NRA conspires to limit gun violence research, restrict gun violence data sharing, and most importantly, aggressively tries to block every piece of sensible gun violence prevention legislation proposed on any level, local, state, or federal, said Supervisor Catherine Stefani, who sponsored the measure. Now stop for 1 second. Ask yourself this. San Francisco is one of the most liberal cities in the world. It also has its streets now covered in feces and needles. It was one of the most beautiful cities in the world. I've been there multiple times and absolutely loved it. And there's, you know, Fisherman's Wharf. I mean, the sourdough bread. I mean, all the stuff that we all knew that San Francisco, you know, stood for. But then remember, it had one of the highest gay populations in the world. And so they have a super liberal mindset in San Francisco. And so my response is this. Okay, San Francisco, if you want to start boycotting people that are basically supporting the NRA and supporting gun rights, maybe we don't need to visit San Francisco anymore. Maybe we don't have to have conferences or tours. Maybe we don't have to go see the Golden Gate Bridge. Maybe we could just say, you know what? We're going to pass on San Francisco and let it just lay in its own squalor of feces and needles. I mean, this is the thing we have to do. When we have these extremely liberal groups that come out and do this and say things like this, we have to do the same thing. We have to say, okay, fine, you want to be that way? That's all right with me. That's all right with you. We'll just go ahead and we just won't bother to visit you anymore. I hate to say this, but I actually agreed with something Whoopi Goldberg said. She said this the other day. She said, Whoopi Goldberg takes a shot at Deborah Messing, who is targeting Trump donors. She goes, the next list that comes out, your name may be on it. And now, Whoopi Goldberg was doing this because she didn't want to have exposure of the Trump list of people who are supporting there in California and other parts of the country as far as where they're visiting, because she didn't think that that was something that needed to be exposed to the general population as people are basically Republicans or Republican donors. And then she basically tied it back together. Remember, Whoopi Goldberg's a Marxist. So what she does she ties it back together with what happened with McCarthy hearings back in the 50s. Remember, Senator McCarthy came in and said, "Hey, wait a minute. Our country, our media, Hollywood is all being taken over by communists." By the way, he was right. And he tried to bring – he brought a list of these people who were actually involved in communist, you know, promotion and members of card – they were card-carrying members of the Communist Party, including a bunch of big actors, including Kirk Douglas. You think – the reason I use his name is because he's one of the only ones left alive from that era that's running around. He's like almost 100 now. And a lot of people were involved in pushing the communist agenda, which is what they still push. That's why yesterday I promoted that movie Overcomer and asked you guys to go out and see it. One of my listeners wrote me a letter back. He goes, "Wow, this is like the first movie you've talked about in years that you didn't get up and walk out of." You're promoting it and telling us to go see it. He said, "I'm going to go see it just because of that, that you didn't walk out of it and get your money back." And guys, this is what we have to do. But Whoopi Goldberg is right about this as far as telling people lists and going out and trying to basically go to people's homes and do all of this crazy stuff to them because they're conservatives. Because they want to have America back again. I mean, I want Mayberry back. And, you know, I know we're not going to get Mayberry back. I got that, okay? We've got that. We've become too liberal. We've become too controlled via the Frankfurt School. We've become too controlled via Leipzig and the education and Skinner and all of the people that basically brought in operating classical conditioning into our school systems. We become too controlled because the media has been controlled by these same communists for the last 60, 70 years. And now we see what the result's going to be. This is what they want. Out of chaos will come a new world order. George Bush, right in the middle of it all, you know, a 1,000 points of light speech saying that we will have a new world order, a rule of law governed by the United Nations, I'm paraphrasing. And that's what he wants. And that's what he wanted. He's dead now. And may he not rest in peace because of the things that he did. Guys, we need to understand that this line, and I've been saying this for the last 2 weeks now, this has been my little thing I've been saying, the line that's been drawn in the sand, we keep moving it as Christians, moving it back, moving it back, moving it back, moving it back. Guys, you know, we got to kind of look at it from a different standpoint. Maybe we need to stop moving it back and we need to draw a line in the sand. How about we pour some concrete and put a line on the concrete and say, "Hey, look, this is our line. You can't cross it. It's not okay. We're not going to go there. We're not going to allow you to do this." Very, very important that we all look. And Austin's right. We've got to vote with our pocketbooks. If you know organizations like Target or Walmart or all these different groups have done what they've done or doing what they're doing, maybe we just need to say, "Hey, look, maybe we don't need to support them anymore." Like I told you guys the other day, you know, Disney had that, got all mad. They're boycotting Georgia because of the heartbeat law. And I told you guys, I haven't had Disney passes in years and years and years. I mean, I did not sit through and go to The Lion King, you know, simply because I wasn't going to promote Disney. I wasn't going to do it. Absolutely not. And see, if we continue to support these guys, remember years ago, the Southern Baptist Convention got together. It was back when Jerry Falwell was still heavily involved in all this. And they did a big boycott on Disney World. And I remember the CEO of Disney at that point, the CEO, the head guy there with ABC, came out and said, "Hey, look, we want, you know, the Southern Baptists to come back, blah, blah, blah." Why? Because they had a big turndown in their parks. A lot of people stopped going to their park, and they saw it from a revenue standpoint. The one thing that you can always be guaranteed about with these guys is they're all greedy. Greed, 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 greed. And all they want to do is continue to push the agenda to increase their profits, increase their market share, and to stake and to take and to steal more and more money from you. That's why they don't try to cure diseases anymore. I read this for years ago. I read it out of the Financial Times. It said it's more profitable for a corporation to not find a cure for cancer, but basically to manage cancer like they do diabetes for years, if not decades, which allows them at that point to massively increase the profits, which is the fiduciary responsibility to the stockholders. And this is what we have to understand, is these guys are not trying to do our best. They're not trying to do what we need to have done. What they're doing is basically what they're going to do to increase the profits of the stockholders. On top of everything else, they already own the central banks. They already own the media. They already own all of this. What are they doing? They just want more money. I mean, greed. That's why Jesus said the root of all evil is the love of money. Love of money is the root of all evil. And I had one of our other listeners, Karen, contacted me yesterday. She goes, "Well, you're staying true to the message of Christ on your show." She goes, "A lot of other alternative broadcasters have stopped talking about Jesus because it's not politically correct any longer, or," and I'm paraphrasing what she said, "and or because they themselves have become personally compromised or personally compromised with the gift they bring on their shows." Guys, that's why we're so careful on who we bring in as a guest on the show. That's why we very rarely ever even have guests on our show, because if I don't know what these people believe in and what they stand for, I can't be exposing them to you guys. You know, I can't be bringing people on that are telling you that chemtrails aren't real and that Donald Trump controls chemtrails and all this other kind of stuff. I can't be doing that because I don't believe that. You see, well, I've talked to another show host yesterday. They said, well, I do the controversy. I can't agree with what my guests say. And I'm like, why not? I said, if somebody's saying something that you know is wrong and you're putting them on your show, all it does is confuse the listening audience. All it does is create doubt and unbelief in the minds of the believer. Why would you do that? I said, you need to know who these people are and you need to vet them. That's why we brought Chuck Baldwin on all the time. But because we changed our timeline, he's 2 hours before us, he can't get here. Apparently he has something he has to do every morning or whatever. He probably has some type of meeting he has with his congregation in the morning. I don't know. He didn't give me a reason why. But that's why I like bringing Chuck Baldwin on. That's why if I can't bring somebody on who's going to agree with me and what I believe, I'm not going to do it because there's too many other people that are out there promoting and putting out seeds of doubt and unbelief. I'm never going to bring somebody on who promotes the Kabbalah, who uses gematria, who puts out hand signs that basically are satanic. I'm not going to do that. You don't have to worry about me putting these types of people on the show. I'm not going to do that. And if I get any kind of check in my spirit that these people are not quite right, then why am I going to put them on? Because there's no reason to do that. We have enough stuff and enough propaganda going out right now in the media that without alternative media going out and doing the same thing. And I'm going to say it again. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My heart beats for Jesus Christ and for God Almighty and for the great I am. That's why I'm here. That's why I do what I do. And again, if that's offensive to people that are listening, oh well, at least I'm telling you the truth. At least I'm not obfuscating my motives. At least I'm telling you who I am and what I really am and what I believe. See, and this is the most important thing, is that we've got to be real. People are always saying, wow, you and Austin are so real. Tell the truth. You don't try to hide behind stuff or just try to put fake news out. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that because there's no reason to do that. We've got to stand for the Word of God. We've got to stand against the Kabbalah, guys. We have to stand against this gematria, this use of numbers and symbology, numerology, which the Bible forbids. We've got to stand against all of this stuff. We have to stand against witchcraft. And if we're not going to do it because it's not politically correct or because we're going to take too much heat for it, then you probably need to get off the air and get out of the fire and get off the frying pan and realize that when you put yourself out there, you're going to take a few hits. And that's what we do on the show. And I don't mind because I love you guys. I pray for you guys every single morning. The thing about our show that's really good is the people that basically don't want to hear what we have to say, they don't stay around to listen very long. But we've got millions of you guys that are listening on a regular basis because you want to hear the truth, at least to the best of our knowledge, what the truth is. And with this obfuscated reality that we're in, a really weird dream last night. It was about the reality of the universe and stuff, and I'm not even going to go into it. It was just one of those strange things that woke me up, and I thought, whoa, this can't be right. But guys, these guys, the controllers of what we see and what we believe and the controllers of our perception, they're doing everything they possibly can to manipulate you in every single way they can, including parking a storm off the coast of Florida for days on end, and that does not move. Guys, that doesn't even happen. I mean, how in the heck can that even happen? I mean, what the heck? What the heck was that all about? Yeah, well, I think we're starting to see now what it was all about. Austin, what are you thinking? What's your next story, buddy?
Oh, it was beyond weird. I mean, I've lived in Florida my whole life, and I mean, experienced numerous hurricanes, as of you as well. And the hurricanes don't just stop and sit out on top of things and park and not go anywhere and just kind of ho-hum, I guess I'm just going to sit here for a couple days and do nothing. That doesn't happen. Also, too, in other news, while this stuff was going on down here in Florida, in California, you guys are going to find this interesting. I told you I'd be staying apprised of this, and of course, hardly anybody's been talking about it. Yesterday, SB 276, the vaccination bill, passed the assembly 47-17 in a surprise vote that was not even expected until later in the week. It now heads to the Senate, and they're going to be looking at it now. This bill, SB 276, this is the one that I've been warning everybody about in California. And what's so strange about it, like I said, is this: the California Assembly passed it in this surprise vote. And what it essentially means is, even if your child has seizures or becomes paralyzed after a vaccine, you still won't qualify for an exemption and must continue to vaccinate them. And what it goes and does is it takes the ability of the doctors to write medical exemptions, and it gives the basically California's Department of Public Health the ability to review and reject medical exemptions. Now, what's crazy about this as well is under the bill, the exemptions for vaccines will only be granted in three scenarios. This is it, three scenarios. full anaphylactic shock, coma, and encephalitis, which is essentially brain swelling, which, if you don't know what that means, it essentially means complications with swelling in the brain, including seizures, hallucinations, trouble speaking, memory problems, behavioral issues, and hearing problems. Those are the only three scenarios that vaccine exemption will be given. Now, here's the kicker in the bill. This is the part that really they made sure to hammer everybody. The exemption that you will get will only excuse you from the specific vaccine, from the vaccine that the medical board says and deems is the one that caused the reaction. All others will still be mandated. So if you come in and you say, hey, my child basically has gone into coma and is having encephalitis, and a medical doctor says the same thing, and they review it, and they say, okay, we see now that the reason this happened was because they got the hepatitis B shot when they were born. This is what caused it. This is the issue. We're linking it to this. And you go, no, that's not accurate, because this has all happened after their 6 month vaccination. I was forced to get the hepatitis B shot in the hospital. No, we think it was a delayed reaction. So guess what? We'll give you a medical exemption for a hepatitis B now. You won't have to get them again, since your child's been basically in a coma and is having brain swelling. But once the child's better, and once, you know, the next round comes in, you're still going to be physically forced to get these vaccinations if you want to have your child in the state of California now. That's where they're at in California, trying to pass this. Now, I hope the governor does not pass this. He's already said before that he wants to have a little bit more lenient exemptions in this, as this is full-blown, draconian, tyrannical tyranny that they're trying to write into the law now, not even allowing medical doctors to approve this, to have basically a board of public health approve whether or not your child has had enough brain damage yet to exempt them from one specific vaccine. This is what they're trying to do to the American population. Because I told you guys yesterday, we see all this stuff now always coming about how autism this, autism that. I talked about a book that actually came out earlier this year, and it was entitled Autism is the Future, Future Horizons. Kid you not, that was the name of the book. And it goes on to say, from Dr. Marlo Thurman, based on her doctoral dissertation, she presents her theory of sensory cognitive differences and purposes that these develops have evolved into a very different form of intelligence with autism spectrum disorder. And she goes on to talk about the downright genius of autism. So what they're doing now is, when your child comes down with autism from vaccines, they're now saying, listen, your child's a genius. They have autism now. Autism is the future. This isn't a problem. This wasn't caused by vaccines. This isn't even a bad thing. Your child has autism now. You need to embrace it, and you need to accept it, and you need to love it. And this is what you want. This is great. Your child has been given genius-level ability now. And in some cases, children that have autism can process specific things more efficiently, or they can focus on things very, very effectively. But in most cases, the issues that I've seen with autism are not what they try to depict them in Hollywood, and are not what they try to depict them with this lady now with this book, Autism is the Future. But again, they have to try to justify why all these children are coming down with autism, and now you have California going in and wanting to remove all these exemptions and not even allow an exemption except from a very specific vaccine that has caused your child to go into a coma or encephalitis or anaphylactic shock. Now, the irony, to drop it on top of this as well, is even if they get this issue and they have this problem, the vaccine manufacturer that made the vaccine that the medical board deemed to be a problem still cannot even be sued. They have to go to basically the medical vaccine board that goes through the federal government, and you have to basically put your case forward and try to beg them to give you some money. That now that board has paid out what I think over $4 billion now since 1986, since Reagan signed the law to protect the vaccine manufacturers, and they're completely exempt with carte blanche immunity from any liability, no matter what happens with any of their vaccines, including death. So this is what they're doing in California. This is what they're trying to do next. And this is where they're trying to go. And this is only what happens when a tyrannical government completely starts to take control like they've done in California. They've already banned the guns. The crime rate is horrific out there still. The cartel and gang rates out there are horrific still. The drug usage, the sanctuary cities, the tent cities are so far out of control now that there's just areas nobody goes anymore because the level of feces, typhus, rats, talking about leprosy coming back, talking about the Black Plague coming back, all this stuff out in California. So lest you believe that California is the bastion of civility and health, you better look at all the facts. When they start coming out with laws like this, you really need to wonder how far the leftist communists are willing to take the United States into this hole of filth. Because it appears to me they're trying to collapse it completely all the way to the bottom. And this is what happens when you have a tyrannical government come in and seize your weapons at this point. If they go to this level of tyranny while we still have firearms, think about this for a second, guys. Think about this. If we have levels of the government and levels of the state that are willing to go to this level of tyranny and prevent you from being able to get vaccine exemptions and allowing full sanctuary cities with the plague and typhus to spread down these areas, and they come in and say, hey, listen, we have to ban your firearms. We have to seize your firearms because it's for your protection. You have to understand that the only next thing after that gun seizure starts is going to be genocide. If they allow typhus and the plague in sanctuary cities and cartel and MS-13 gang members to run wild in California unchecked and unfettered in their sanctuary state, and they allow all this stuff to happen, and people still have guns in other states and still have the ability to be armed, just imagine what happens when they fully seize all the firearms from nationwide if we ever allowed that to happen. That is why we can never, ever allow that to happen. And then you start looking at what Google is doing now, being tied in with Big Pharma. I saw an article the other day that was very interesting. Again, nothing's being talked about because, oh, this big storm's been taking the precedent, is Google now has been exposed with the disclosure of a new pharmaceutical division, which happens to be led by the former head of GlaxoSmithKline Global Vaccine Business. Google today is not only a weapon for promoting the pharmaceutical agenda, but also a drug company itself. Google's co-founder Larry Page and Sergey Brin decided the multi-armed behemoth that Google had become would benefit from reorganization. Along with Google itself, secondary companies were grouped under the umbrella of the new corporation called Alphabet in 2015. I've talked about this. The upshot was that Alphabet now owns Google. Although the key players have not changed whatsoever, Page and Brin now serve as CEO and president of Alphabet, while former Google product chief Sundar Pichai is now CEO of Google. They included Google Maps, YouTube, Chrome, Android, so forth. Google remains as the largest and most financially robust of all Alphabet's ventures. Just in 2017 alone, Google alone revenue was $110 billion. Those other ventures they have now, including XLab, G, Capital G, Sidewalk Labs, focused on urban innovation, what it is a fancy name for spying on you, Nest, that's the smart home devices, Chronicle, that's cybersecurity and biometrics, Waymo, that's their autonomous vehicles, Access, that's their internet provider innovations, XLab is their research and new ideas, Jigsaw is their technological and geopolitical aspects, DeepMind is their artificial intelligence that's now working with DARPA, Verily is their new healthcare and managing disease portfolio, and Calico is the biotech and lifespan extension. Verily Life Sciences is one of those Alphabet ideas now launched into an independent status. Verily now partners with a number of pharmaceutical companies that develop vaccines on projects ranging from smart lenses with Alcon and also surgical robots with Johnson & Johnson and intervention disease with Merck and Sharp & Dohme. Verily is partnered with Gilead on profiling the immune system to clarify the biological mechanisms of autoimmune disease, and Verve Therapeutics on nanoparticle formations. Verily is also partnered with GlaxoSmithKline, the world's largest vaccine manufacturer, in the development of bioelectronic medical vaccines. With the creation of Galvany Bioelectronics in collaboration with GlaxoSmithKline, Verily, which remember all these weird terms, I'm trying to keep them all together here, Verily is part of Alphabet and Google. Verily now has its own pharmaceutical company company that is working to enable the research and development and commercialization of bioelectronic medicines and vaccines, which aim to treat diseases using miniaturized implant devices. It has been obvious for some time now that Google algorithms have been adjusted to make it more difficult to find information, including information about vaccines, that doesn't align with the message about health and medical care that are approved by the government and big pharma. In some cases, no matter how specific a search question is or how worded or reworded it is, the search engine results stubbornly return the same tired, mainstream, medical authority-approved results. Guys, I couldn't lay it out any better. Dad brought it up earlier, so I had to bring this article back out from last week. Big Pharma, Google, they're all together. I read you all the names under the umbrella corporation of Alphabet now that they have, whether it be smartphones, whether it be biometrics, whether it be vaccines and pharmaceuticals. Alphabet, under with Google, has it all now. They are their own pharmaceutical industry. They are doing all of this. And so you have to think about this for a second. What level do we see now that we now have Google, the largest search engine that brings in $110 billion a year. By the way, most of that revenue isn't just from ads. That's a huge part. It's from selling your information,
that's right,
your clicks, your search engines, where you go on your Google Maps, everything you do, everything you say. Because remember, when you turn on the full Google system on your phone with Google Maps, all that stuff, and you give them the permissions, it turns on your microphone, it turns on your location, it turns on your data, it turns on your pictures, it turns on your camera, it turns on everything, and they record everything you do in or around your phone, and they sell that information. How else do you make $110 billion in 2017? That's not chump change. We're not talking, oh, they made a couple hundred million dollars. $110 billion in 2017, and I haven't even seen their financial reports for this year or last year before. So we have their own pharmaceutical industry now that is under the name of Alphabet with the Google parent, and now they are going in and having the ability to rewrite and change the level of Google as far as your search engines now. I mean, where does this end, Dad? And this is why this stuff is getting so big and nobody wants to talk about it anymore.
This is why they parked the hair crane outside of the coast of Florida so we don't talk about it. I mean, you have to ask yourself a question. Everybody, the same people who own these companies own the media. It's the Rothschilds guys, okay? It's the Sabbatane Kabbalist Luciferians. It's the guys that do these weird things.
Yep.
It's the guys who have their Babylonian parties who basically sacrifice human beings, who drink blood. That's who owns all of this. Okay, so you think, well, gosh, that's awful. Well, that's as straight as I can make it on there, okay? And so we have to understand, guys, we have to ask ourselves questions. And why can't we ask questions about vaccines? That's the first question. I mean, why can't we have questions? I mean, why do all newborns need a hepatitis B vaccine? Because it was mandated that basically their mom may be a drug-using IV whore. Okay, well, that's the only reason they would do it. Why did my child receive more vaccinations in her first 6 months of life than I have in my entire life? Ask that question. Why have vaccines not been tested for carcinogenic or mutagenic potential or for fertility impairment? Why do we only fear the 16 diseases that we have vaccines for? Why do people describe vaccines as safe and effective when the DOJ statistics as of July 2019 from the Federal Vaccine Corps declared over $4 billion been paid in compensation for injuries and death related to vaccines? If vaccines are safe and effective, why has $4 billion been paid? Why are cell lines from aborted babies used to manufacture vaccines? There's a good question right there. Why is there aborted babies in vaccines? Why are there outbreaks in fully vaccinated populations? Why are vaccines held to the same double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized safety testing that other pharmaceutical products are held to? Why are more and more nurses, doctors, pharmacists, toxicologists, scientific research, and talk show professionals and medical professionals standing up and speaking out against vaccines and not vaccinating their children? Why hasn't the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services performed any safety studies on vaccines in over 32 years? How many studies have proven that the entire U.S. childhood immunization schedule is safe? Why is SIDS listed as a potential side effect on vaccine package inserts? Why are parents not informed of their infants' well-check visits that they could get SIDS from the vaccines, sudden infant death syndrome? You know, why do you only hear about how safe vaccines are, but you never hear about the lives that are lost because of them? Why are healthy children who refuse the Hep B vaccines not allowed to attend school? Why children with active Hep B are allowed to attend the same school? I'm going to repeat that. Why are healthy children who refuse the Hep B vaccine not allowed to attend school? They're not Hep
positive, while children who are active Hep B positive are allowed to attend the same school? Makes no sense. Why are medical procedures being manipulated in states against people's wishes? How can children be forced to take a liability-free product with insufficient safety studies when so many of them are being maimed and killed? Why are biologically unique children being lumped into one category in the same science? What? Why are we repeatedly pushed by media to receive the DTaP of the flu vaccines, whether the safety and efficacy has ever been established in pregnant women? You know, why can't we say, you know, they're saying the abortion ladies, the abortion group says, you know, my body, my choice. Well, what about vaccines? Is it not our choice anymore? You know, why in the world have all these questions not been answered? Why is anyone immediately discredited or labeled as an anti-vax or anti-science denier or dismissed as he or she questions about vaccines as a quack? I mean, why are questions about vaccine safety being censored? Why should I blindly trust my child's test to an industry repeatedly convicted of fraud? Why does the CDC own patents to vaccines? Why is there a need to mandate liability-free products that are truly safe and effective? I mean, this list goes on and on and on, all these questions we can ask. Guys, listen to me for a second. Why do they want so many autistic children? That's my question. That's the question that nobody asks. The government knows that these vaccines, they went to the same schools that I went to. They took the same biochemistry classes that I took. They understand it the same way I understand it. They're not all idiots. Okay? Why do they want so many children? Autistic children are productive in society, become a complete drain on natural resources and on the funding, on the money, and the basically the parents. Who's going to take care of these autistic children when the parents die? Who's going to do that? The state's going to have to. That means you and me, tax dollars. Hundreds of billions, not trillions of dollars a year will be spent on autistic children, with 1 in 36 right now with autism. Statistics say, according to Dr. Stephanie Seneff from MIT, that 1 in 2 will have autism by 2035. It will cripple the growth of our population, and it will cripple the entire country as far as productivity. It will destroy the country. Why do they want so many vaccines, so many children with autism? Is it because they're going to be a willing vessel for AI? I don't know, guys. Interesting show today. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Remember, greater is he who is in us than he's in the world. Remember, God plus one is always majority. Jesus loves you, and so do I. I appreciate you guys listening today. Also, go ahead and close it up, and I'll do the write-up. God bless you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely, guys. And again, thank you for the support. And Dad made that valid statement. I've said this so many times. When you have people that are arguing with you, especially ones that are pro-abortion and they're pro-vaccine, that's always something that stumps them every time. When you hear about them say, it's my body, my choice for abortions to kill an unborn child. But then you say, I don't want to have myself or my children vaccinated. And they flip out and say, you can't do that. Because it's for the greater good of humanity that everybody be vaccinated, when they don't even understand the ramifications of what are going on now. And like he said, if they're so great, if they're so perfect, if they're so efficient, if they're so safe, why do you have to mandate them and force everybody to get them? Just food to think on, things to look at. Obviously, there's a lot of various topics on this, so we again appreciate your support. We try to bring you guys the most straightforward, blunt truth we can have, and we appreciate everything. Email us or call us if you need anything, healthmasters.com. We're still alive and well down here in Florida. Again, we'll be praying for the Bahamas. We're again open all normal hours like we have been all week long, so be sure if you need anything, give us a call. Thank you for supporting healthmasters.com. Be sure to check out a lot of different specials that we have on the website right now. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Always stay prepared for a lot of the stuff that's going on. If anything, always stay prepared. So appreciate you guys. Have a safe night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.